理课堂听 class.com。
这是做宾语的情况哈，然后当关系代词紧跟介词做介词宾语的时候，那就不能用 that， 也不能用，也不能省略。那那关系代词紧跟介词做介词的宾语的时候，那么不能用 that 吧？那么只能用 whom 或者 which， 只能用 whom， 指东西能用 which， 不能用 that， 对吧？我们看一些例句 ，The book。From which I got a lot of useful information was written by a famous scientist. 我从中得到许多有用信息的那本书是一位著名科学家写的。那么在那个句子中 the book 是先行词，对吧？ From which I got a lot of useful information 是个定语从句。定语从句呢， which 做 from 那个介词的宾语，对吧？这是关系代词 which 所介词 from 的宾语，就等于 I got a lot of useful information from the book， 对吧？ From the book， 然后就变成了 from which the book 变成了 which， 所以它 which the book 先行词哈， which 就是那个 the book， 但是你把那个 from 放到前面来了，当然你可以把那个 from 放到后面去。 The book which I got a lot of useful information from was written by a famous scientist 也可以，但是你既然把那个 from 可以放在前面去，那就不能用 that， 不能 from that I got a lot of useful information， 不能用 from that I got a lot of useful information， 只能用 from which。 另外一句话， Who is the boy with whom you were talking a moment ago？ 你刚才和他说话的那个男孩是谁？那么这句话是一个疑问句，对吧？那么 who is the boy？ 那个 the boy 是个先行词。那 with whom you are talking to？ with whom you were talking to a moment ago？ 是个定语从句。在定语从句中 ，with whom 呢 ？whom 又引导定语从句，又说 with 的宾语，而把 with 放在前面去，就必须用 with whom， 不能用 with that。当然可以把它那个 with 放在原来的位置，就是 who is the boy whom you were talking with？A moment ago， 但这里是用 whom 做介词宾语，对吧？关系代词呢紧跟那个介词做介词的宾语，所以这个时候就不能用 that， 不能用 who is the boy with that you were talking to， you were talking。 OK， 我们再看一句， I know the young couple from whose house the music is coming。那么这句话什么意思呢？我认识那对夫妻啊，音乐呢从他们的屋子飘出来。我们把这句话复原成两句话，那么就是这样的， I know the couple， I know the young couple， the music is coming from their house， from their house。 那么这句话合在一起，那么 their house the couple 这个共同点是 their，那么它这个它是做定语的，所以用 whose。 我们也可以这样改这个句子， I know the young couple whose house the music is coming from， 对吧？但是那个 from 可以放在介词，把那个 from 那个介词呢放到那个定语从句的前面，跟紧跟 whose， from whose house the music is coming， 这样就成了原来成了这句话这个定语从句。但是当介词放在从句末尾的时候呢，作为介词宾语的关系代词呢可以用 that， 并且呢可以省略。我们上头两句呢就可以改为 The book that 或者 which I got a lot of information from was written by a famous scientist， 也可以 Who is the boy you were talking with a moment ago， 或者 that 用 whom， Who is the boy thatwhom you were talking with a moment ago。 第三句也可以这样， I know the young couple whose house the music is coming from。 OK， 这是指人的关系代词 who， whom， whose, that 的用法。下面我们看指物的关系代词 which 和 that 的用法。一，做主语，看例句。This is the instruction manual. Which or that tells you how to operate the computer? 这是那本教你如何操作计算机的说明手册。那么这句话，先行词是 instruction manual， 是那个 manual 手册。Which 或者 that 在定语从句中做主语，他们是关系代词做主语，又是引导那个定语从句，又是在定语从句中做主语。 Which or that tells you how to operate the computer， 等于是 the manual tells you how to operate the computer， 可以把它写成两句话，复原一下子就可以看出它在原句中是做主语的。 This is the instruction manual， 然后呢 It tells you how to operate the computer， 所以它在原句中 It 做主语，那么这个定语从句里面就变成了 which 或者 that， 它同样在定语从句中是做主语。我们再看一个例句，做宾语，这第一种情况 sorry， 这第一种情况做主语。那么我们再看第二种情况，做宾语包括做介词的宾语。那么这种情况下呢，关系代词呢可以省略，如 The chair which was that you broke yesterday is now being repaired， 你昨天弄坏的那把椅子现在正在修理。那么这句话先行词是 the chair which or that you broke yesterday， 是个定语从句，其中 which that 引导那个定语从句，同时在那个定语从句中做宾语，所以它可以省略， which or that 可以省略。我们复原一下子就可以看出它在定语从句中，它在原来句子中是做宾语的。复原的话是这样的， The chair is now being repaired， 这是一句。那么这个定语从句这句话原来复原是这样的， You broke the chair yesterday， 或者 You broke it yesterday， 那么 You broke it 或者 You broke the chair yesterday， 那么 the chair， 那么它是在原句中它也是做宾语，变成定语从句它也应该做宾语，对吧？ Next 再看一句，The film I saw last night was about a soldier who fought in World War II. 我昨天晚上看的那部电影是关于一个在二战中打过仗的士兵的。这句话呢，有两个定语从句。第一个定语从句是 Which was that I saw last night?我昨天看的那部电影，那么在这个定语从句里面先行词是 film， 而 which 或者 that 引导那个定语从句 which 或者 that I saw last night， 那么在那个定语从句中 which 或者 that 做的是宾语。复原的话就是 I saw the film last night， 对吧？然后我们看第二个定语从句里面，那么第二个从句是用 who 引导， who fought in World War II， 那么这个第二个从句中，第二个定语从句中先行词是 a soldier， 是人，那么那个 who 呢引导的是一个定语从句，同时在定语从句中 who 做主语，就是刚才我们讲过 who 的用法啊。那么我们再看一句话， This is the bike for which I paid $100.这是我花了$100买的那辆自行车，那辆自行车。那么在这个定语从句里面 ，the bike 是先行词 ，for which I paid $100 是定语从句。那么 which 代表什么呢？我们复原一下就可以看出来，复原成两句话就可以看出来 ，which 在这句话里面做 for 的宾语，所以 this is the bike 一句，然后 I paid $100 for it， 那么 it 在原句中做宾语，那么变成定语从句呢 for which I paid $100。 这句话也可以 说成这样的， this is the bike which I paid $100 for， 对吧，这是做介词的宾语啊，为什么在这定语从句里面做介词的宾语，把 for 也搭上去了，就不能用 for that， 那么只能用 for which。 我们再看一个例句， The car which was that he went in was a black Cadillac， 他坐在里面走了的那辆汽车是一辆黑色的卡迪拉克。那么这句话先行词是 car， 定语从句 which 或者 that he went in， 他走进去的那辆车，那 he went in。 那么这句话 which 或 that 在那个定语从句里面做 in 的宾语，介词 in 的宾语， he went in the car， he went in the car， 对吧，所以他做介词 in 的宾语，原句是这样的， he went in the car。 那么这个 in可以把它提到前面来， the car in which he went， 那么如果把 in 提到前面去，那么 that 就不能用，只能用 in which he went was a black Cadillac， 这样的哈。那我们再看一句， the accounts of the company which for that I've been paying great attention to are in balance，我一直非常注意的公司账目是保持平衡的。那么我们再看看这个定语从句里面， which for that I've been paying great attention to 是个定语从句，它先行词是什么呢？ the accounts of the company， 对吧，是 the accounts， 应该是代表是 the accounts， the accounts of the company， 它核心词是 the accounts， the accounts。 那么这个定语从句里面 which for that修的是做的是介词 to 的宾语，对吧，介词 to 的宾语，所以复原的话它是这样的， I've been paying great attention to the account of the company， 对吧，所以同样这句话我们可以把 to 提到那个关系词 which 的前面，因为用了 to 那么只能用关系词 which，这句话就是这样的， The accounts of the company to which I've been paying great attention are in balance， 是可以这么改的哈。那么我们再看第三种情况，用 whose 和 of which 指代人或事物做定语， whose 或 of which指代人或者指代事物，它是做定语的。Of which 可用 whose 来代替 ，of which 可以用 whose 来代替。就 whose 呢，还可以指东西，不仅仅是指人的哈，指东西的也可以。我们看例句 ：The car whose lights were all broken was my father's。那辆所有的灯都破了的汽车是我父亲的。那么这句话复原成两句话，就是 the car was my father's， 另外一句话就是 its lights were all broken。 那么 its 变成定语从句里面就变成 whose， 对吧，这句话也可以说 the carOf which the lights were all broken was my father's， 或者说 the car the lights of which were all broken was my father's， 这样写就比较别扭，直接用 whose lights 就比较直接了当。等原句复原的话，原来的没有复原的句子就是复原之后就成两句话，就是 its lights were all broken，他的灯都坏了，那 is 变成电影同学有后厨。